Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It is your fixture release reaction for the 23-24 Premier League season. Liverpool's fixtures are out already. Neil was threatened 75 days ago with the release of the fixtures, or is that not for the release of the fixtures, that for the new season?
Yeah, well, the Monday after the last game, the Premier League tweeted it was 75 days until the first game of next season.
Terrifying. And now the season is technically upon us, because we now know where we're going to be and when, or at least... Please note all dates and times subject to change for broadcast purposes and scheduling of European matches. But Neil, we start off at Chelsea away on the 13th of August, my birthday. It's also known as Anfield Blundell's birthday. it's a stern start, I must say, but it's given me very 16-17 Arsenal away vibes.
Yeah, I think, so I was talking on a lost tapes that we've got pre-recorded to Dan Morgan yesterday, and we were actually talking about 16-17, and in it we talked about the fact that the feeling that the manager plotted the season, and certainly plotted the running, knew what he was about and knew where he was going to end up in the running. And in it, and in general, I've said on when I did the season review conversation that we need to think about Manchester City a little bit less, and we need to relax a little bit more. And I think that what we need to do is plot a run through a campaign. I wanted Tottenham first game away, knowing it would be a away game. I wanted it to be Tottenham. I wanted us to go to somewhere where we might win, but a draw's all right. And Chelsea's not too far away from that. I think Chelsea will be stronger next season. I think the Pochettino being in, there'll be a grander plan. It won't be the same as it was last season for a number of sides as and when they played Chelsea. But it's the sort of game that we could win, but a draw's all right. And I think being able to kick off the first game of the season and not feel like we're 1-0 down immediately feels like progress. And I think in general, allowing that to be progress is really, really important. So in a really weird way, when Manchester City beat us 4-1, that's this last season, that's their 28th game of the season, and they're on 64 points when they beat us. So the most points they can get at that moment is 94. And my point is that last season, City, after 14 games, were on 32 points. After 28 games, they were on 64 points. And my argument here is that they plotted a course through the season really, really well. They didn't win every week, but by the end of the season, it felt like they did, because every time they took the pitch, they were winning, because they hit the stride, got to where they needed to be, and then accelerated through the running. And that's normally how you win a league. Now, you don't normally win a league post 90. They got 89 in the end. If they'd have needed to get 94, I think they'd have got 94. But I think what we need is a little bit more of. In 18-19, we plot a course really well. Forget 19-20. And last season, I think we all wanted it to be like 19-20. But the truth is, more seasons are like 18-19, especially now that City are this supercharged behemoth that can get the other side of 90 points. But we need to be more like 18-19, where we dial the emotion up and down, and we don't just kick off the start of the season with the emotional ticker being a 10 out of 10. We need to be able to dial it up and down over the course of the campaign, and so does the manager. And I think it's one of the things he ends up getting wrong last season. I think it's one of the reasons why the players really, really struggle last season. We're all part of it as well. You know, I'm as much part of it as anyone else. But most leagues, you don't win them. The only league anyone's ever won by winning 26 out of the first 27 games is the one Liverpool win. Most leagues, you plot your run, you plot your move, you can pace yourself at least a little bit, even allowing for the fact that against City, it does feel like a sprint all the way. You can't hire it up and down. So I'm really pleased with the first game, because it allows us to go into it going, you know what, it's all right if we just draw here. It's all right.
I'm not pleased with the first game. I feel kind of opposite, because I just wanted us to start this season with a game that will be a real confidence booster. And this is just not it. It's just a guaranteed 0-0.
Who would that be, though? So tell me what your dream first game was.
Palace away? Yeah.
Where we drew 0-0 last season.
I feel like anyone I'm going to say, but I feel like Chelsea, they've got the new manager coming in. There's going to be all these mitigating circumstances around it. Like, I just like a team, and I know there's not that many.
Palace, to be fair, would also have a new manager themselves, probably, if Hodgson doesn't stay and all that sort of stuff.
Well, that's true. He's not going to stay, is he? So, yeah, I guess there's no ideal game. Playing a relegated team first day of the season, everyone was talking about us getting Luton, weren't they? It wouldn't be ideal, but somewhere where you could go and just get a bit of confidence. We knew it was going to be away from home, because Liverpool asked for it not to be at Anfield because of the Anfield Road extension. So I knew we'd be away from home, but Chelsea just feels like a a really awful place to start your season. Like, I just want somewhere where we can just go and really perform well. Even if we don't get a good result, it's like, okay, we can see where the trajectory this season is heading on. I just feel like Chelsea never gives us an indication of how the season is going. Like, even in seasons where we perform really well, we can't get a result against them. When we're not doing very well at all and they're doing awfully, we can't seem to get a result against them. I just don't want a 0-0 to start the season, basically. And I fear that is what we're going to get, because it's what we always get against Chelsea.
Bite your hands off now.
Really, for a 0-0?
I think that's sort of Neil's point, isn't it? There's not as big a gap in the emotions, because I guess you look at last season as a pretty good example, and look at Fulham away, and you're thinking, oh, Fulham away, yeah, that's you know, a fairly, you know, relatively easy start to season. I know they're a promoted team, but you're thinking, oh, Liverpool can go there and you know, do the business, nice sunny day in Fulham, everyone has a nice time. And then when they draw that, it's a real sort of air out the balloon already, whereas, you know, to draw with Chelsea, we can say what you've said, that we always draw with Chelsea.
It's its own entity, I suppose, and then you can put it to one side and move on with the rest of the season. And also, so it gets out of the way. So that is a positive. But I'd just have liked somewhere a little bit more kind.
I understand that. And there'll be people listening who agree with you and don't agree with me. And that's absolutely fine. But I think what the other part of this is, we need to acknowledge, especially with the advent of Newcastle and Brighton having a bit of a question mark next to them, not least because they might lose a couple of players in the summer, but they feel as though they can always bounce back from that. That's now, there is now eight teams and we're one of them who you don't really want most weekends. So that the second weekend, for instance, we're at home to Bournemouth, but City have got Newcastle at home. Tottenham
Bournemouth,
have got...
Bournemouth, I'd like them first day.
Away?
Yeah.
Got beat there 1-0 last season.
You're looking at me like I'm mad.
No, I'm not looking at you like you're mad. I'm just saying we got beat there 1-0 last season.
It's more the reverse fixtures.
It is that sort of, you know... Do we want to go into Bournemouth when they're absolutely up for it, bouncing, or do you want Bournemouth when they're a bit punch drunk later in the campaign? And listen, we thought we were getting them punch drunk later in the campaign last year, and we didn't win. I mean, a lot of this is down to, can Liverpool just be better, please? But my wider point is, the weekend after the first game, City have got Newcastle at home and Tottenham have got Man United at home, and they're two tough games. Chelsea have got to go to West Ham. And that could well be a tougher game this season coming than it was last season. And then, you know, the weekend after, we've then got Newcastle away. And again, that's a decent second away game from the point of view of, it's absolutely fine to go there, be deadly serious, treat it like a massive occasion, which it is, and come out of it the other side, ideally still unbeaten from whatever's happened to Chelsea and obviously whatever's happened at home to Bournemouth, and not feel like, again, oh God, we haven't got enough points on the board, because we're able to look at who we've actually faced at that point and know that as the season wears on, the games will get easier. They'll get more straightforward. Next game after that's Villa at home. Yes, we drew with them last season at the back end, but hopefully it's slightly different. But again, even then, you look at that round of fixtures and Arsenal have got Manchester United at home that weekend, the weekend before the first international break. And my point here is that everyone, if you go through there, there's a fighting chance everyone has dropped a couple of points. And we need to have the mentality of, that's all right from minute one. It's all right. And, you know, genuinely of the view, after 28 games, the most you can have, because I'm boss at multiplying things by three, is 84. So the most you can have is 84. And last season, as I say, City, at that point of 28, were on 64. They were 20 off the most that you can have. And I think if we'd have said to all of ourselves, that's where we'd be last season before a ball was kicked, we'd have gone, probably won't be enough. We'd have genuinely gone, probably won't be enough. Might need more than that. And I think that it's just important for our general enjoyment to be able to go, all right, how do you plot a course through this? How do we basically bounce back? And I think that's really important for the players, because I think they lost the knack of it. It's important for the manager, because I think he lost the knack of it. I think we really lost the knack of it. And I think we all just need to find a way to look at all the games, certainly in the first sort of 2-3 months of the season, and go, this is how we're going to relax through these.
Yeah. And there's a lot of excitement sort of things to point to throughout the season, isn't there, Harry? We'll start off with the home game at Bournemouth, with the Anfield Road end opening. As you say, it's getting the expansion this summer. Liverpool asked for the first game to be away. Just a little note as well, the first game is locked in as the 13th of August at 4:30. That one always gets done for telly straight away, and then they'll do the rest for telly in August. So Bournemouth, we don't know when it's going to be yet. Although, Harry, if it was a Saturday, 3 o'clock, with that new stand opening, I can just imagine it being, you know, sunny and around Anfield, everybody having a nice time, everybody exploring the new concourse, and it just being very, very feel good.
Yeah, it feels like it could be a 3 p.m. actually playing Bournemouth. It wouldn't be a million, like, impossible. So I quite like that fixture. I like the excitement that's going to be around it and the fact that we're going to be able to experience that Anfield atmosphere, new Anfield atmosphere for the first time, and hopefully everyone will be really up for it. There's a few kind of flashpoints for me in the season that I think will be quite exciting. In general, though, what I would say is that we've not got, like, any really difficult runs where there's three games back-to-back where I look at and I'm like, oh, I really don't like that. There's a couple where we've got two games back-to-back. So we've got on the 16th, well, at the moment on the 16th of December, Manchester United, but that's at home. And then the 23rd, we've got Arsenal, but that's at home as well. And then we go away to Burnley on Boxing Day. So that's like a little run, which, you know, you probably look at and it is a difficult one. But then generally when we've got kind of the teams at the very top of the table, we follow them up with a home game or one that's kind of a nicer one. So Manchester City away, we then have Fulham at home after that. There's the little run, which this is my worst one, the March one. We've got City at home and then we play Everton away and then we play Brighton at home. And if they're anything like they are this season, that's a little thing where I'm like, oh, if we're doing well at that stage of the season, that could be kind of banana slips. But the run-in's really nice as well. And hopefully by the time we get to the run-in, we've still got something to play for. And hopefully that's not Europa League this season. It'd be nice if we were getting to that run where you feel like they're all kind of winnable games. We play Wolves again last day of the season. Do we just always play Wolves? Who do we play last year? Oh, Villa. Was that the last
home
game?
Yeah, we've had Villa twice. We've had Wolves twice last day.
Yeah.
Feels like some sort of quirk of the fixture computer that I'm not into at all.
Yeah. But generally, I think it just all pans out in a really nice way. And you can look at that now and Klopp and the management team can look at that and think, okay, I can kind of plan the trajectory of the season, as Neil mentioned. There's no real five set of games that are ridiculous. I really like the first 10, by the way. I think the first 10 you can come through, with the exception of the first game, which I don't really like that Neil does. And then you can build a lot of confidence from that and feel like you can come out of that and be in a really positive place. So I'm excited. I can't believe we're going to be watching football again so soon. It feels like we've only just stopped. Could we have another like couple of months? That would be nice. But I'm excited and ready to get going again. We'll be by then.
We are in the midweek after the Champions League final, it must be said, and we're already talking about next season fixtures. It's absolutely wild.
Yeah.
Neil, the derbies, aka the worst days of your life, currently on the 21st of October, that will obviously be subject to move. I'm pretty sure I can see that one being under the lights at Anfield. It's always got that sort of derby cold inside Anfield feeling. The second one, though, Andy Heaton has already tweeted out saying winning the league at Goodison then on March 16th. It feels early.
He's gone very, he's gone stupidly early. Very, very early indeed for that one. It's after what we hope will be the Europa League last 16 game. So that will be on a Sunday. It can't be on the Monday because the international break comes immediately afterwards. So there'll be no Monday night football that week. So you can literally already know that day, unless Liverpool are in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup, that Merseyside derby will happen. On the 17th of March. It's or Everton are in the FA Cup, but, you know, we all like a laugh. So there's, you know, that's when that is. Massive, obviously. You know, you can look forward to them now. The October one's interesting because it falls the week before a Europa League game. And they might want to push us to do Monday night on that one, but I think that the club may not be very happy if they try to push that one because it obviously doesn't give you much turnaround time from Monday to Thursday, but they could try and it may well prove to be in there. Regardless, you know, I think it'll almost certainly be a televised game. To me, it's got all the hallmarks of actually half 12 because it's immediately after the international break, and they love a big one when that's the case. That's when that game often falls, but again, could be wrong, just going off sort of previous form.
Yeah.
The other thing that really is good in amongst this is the Europa League games are the games that follow the Europa League group games. So the first one is West Ham at home. So West Ham will also have been in the Europa League because they qualified by winning the conference. And I think they'll continue to take that pretty seriously. So our first one is West Ham at home. Our second one is Brighton away, which is great because we know that it's Sunday first and foremost. And if we're going to do something down in Brighton, we can already circle the Saturday night. But the other reason why it's great is because they'll have played Europa League football as well. And that's our only away game after the Europa League group game. The next one is Nottingham Forest at home, Brentford at home, Fulham at home. And all three of them, they're about as kind as you could ask for after the Europa League week. The last one, though, is after Manchester United at home. The last Europa League group game is Manchester United at home. Now, there's actually I would say, a carrot dangled. Manchester United will have a Champions League game on the Tuesday or Wednesday in a Champions League group to get out of, and they're not very good, Manchester United. So if we can have our business done before that last Europa League group game, then we can, you know, we can have what becomes de facto a week's prep for Man United. All of that couldn't have fallen any nicer. It really couldn't have fallen any nicer. The other thing I've got flagged in my mind as well, and by the way, they haven't so what they're doing this year is they're doing a winter break and they're splitting the fixtures on Saturday the 13th in two. Saturday the 13th of January are getting split in two, and five of them are getting played on the 13th and five of them are getting played on the 20th of January. They haven't confirmed that yet. They've just put them all on Saturday the 13th. So if you're listening and you're looking at something on Saturday the 13th, don't feel as though it's guaranteed to happen on that day at this stage of proceedings. But all of that said, that whenever that falls while Salah will be at the African Cup of Nations. If they progress, yes, that is happening again.
And so there's only one player this year though, which feels like a positive.
Yeah, but if Egypt progress and there's six groups, and Egypt will be one of the better teams. When Liverpool play Chelsea at home and Arsenal away back to back, there is a fair chance that Mo Salah's still away and in that competition, and that's not fallen very nicely for us. You know, you'd like to have Mo for Chelsea at home and Arsenal away. But again, part of this is plotting your route through it, being able to see it, the manager being able to see it. You know, that's the point at which you might need to have brought all the players to the boil. Last two seasons ago, we end up going to the Emirates and getting a really good result, and Cade Gordon starts the game right-hand side. You know, football isn't played on paper. So I think that's good. I quite like the Christmas too. A massive one against Newcastle that will definitely be televised. Something in horrendous weather going to and from Burnley, but having a lovely dinner one way or the other.
All the Dejan Lovrens and Ragnar Klavans hanging over.
Exactly.
You're so excited you can plan your life, aren't you? The excitement that's flowing through your veins this morning is palpable, Neil. You're like, wow, I can plan the curry nights I'm going to have in Burnley. I know exactly where I'm going to be. You cannot wait.
Yeah, I'll give you my big one. Sheffield United away on the 5th of December, which is like perfect, you know, because you can't do many shows on the day of the game.
Yeah.
So that's an early start off to Sheffield. Wonderful day. Stay over.
Negotiate Gutman away from his 10 a.m. start.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean, you may find I'm pushing for 9:30.
10 a.m. that you've gone late there.
You've gone late. Yeah. So, but I'm looking at that one with a big circle around it saying that's a lovely evening in Sheffield. Can be guaranteed that, well, lovely afternoon in Sheffield and then hopefully a lovely evening if the Reds do the business at Bramall Lane. That is what, yeah, Jay. Genuinely, I love the fact that I get to sort of look at it and go, well, that's what my life looks like. You know, I've already got a big circle around Brighton away, big circle around Molineux. I'm just back from holiday for that one, so that couldn't have fallen any sweeter as far as I'm concerned. Nice. So yeah, it is that is the best part of this, being able to look through. And the only shame is, yet again, Bournemouth is on the 13th of January, and they do not love the sun-kissed Reds.
No, absolutely not. Harry, I'm going to see Andy Heaton's winning the league at Goodison away in the third weekend of March and raise him the first weekend in April away at Manchester United. Where do you think we're winning the league?
It feels stern now, doesn't it, March? I've just seen on the... I'm looking at the fixtures on the Liverpool Echo, and the latest odds have come out for the Premier League after the fixtures. Where do you think we rank?
Second favourites.
Third.
Who's second favourites?
Arsenal.
Did you not watch Arsenal at the end of last season? Sorry,
Sam is in the room.
Sam walking down, scrunches his face away over there in the corner.
Champions League football to play this season.
I've lost the fixtures, so you're gonna ask me where we're winning the league. Somewhere in April.
Easter. Yep.
Tottenham at home, 4th of May.
Tottenham at home, 4th of May. Neil, where we win the league?
Wolves. At home, last game.
Yeah, it's always going to go to the last game. It's Manchester City. March is just ridiculous.
We're building through. We're not rushing it this year.
We're pacing ourselves.
Hope
we're in the conversation. That's all I can ask for this season.
And it's all about being in the conversation the other side of Easter. Last game of Easter is Brighton at home on the 30th of March. Easter Sunday's the 31st. Other days to be aware of, Grand National. So the day of the National is the day of Palace at home, but there's a Europa League game, so Palace will almost certainly be the Sunday. And Mother's Day is Manchester City at home at Anfield. So all the mothers coming to Anfield have got to be absolutely top-notch. They cannot hide. We need the best out of the mums, and they will send Manchester City packing.
Absolutely. A 4-pint minimum, mums, remember that, before you get into the ground.
Yeah. 4 mimosa minimum for the mums.
Yeah, 4 mimosa / margarita, whatever your drink of choice is. More than fair from everyone there. I'm not a shithouse, so I will say we win the league at Old Trafford. That's been your fixture, Alicia. Sports Social Podcast Network.